Okay, here's the deal.
Oh, man.
Hello, everybody. This is Dan Rodericks. I'm recording today's podcast as a bonus podcast for Labor Day weekend from the kitchen of my house in Baltimore. I'm standing here at the kitchen counter with a big load of red and green bell peppers, some Italian sub rolls, Kaiser rolls, and 18 brown eggs. And I'm doing this because a few years ago, I declared the peppers and eggs sandwich the official meal of Labor Day. Now, why did I do that? Because where I come from, a peppers and egg sandwich is a modest but delicious shift worker's lunch. So it's a tribute to workers. Most people only think of Labor Day as a day off at the end of the summer or, you know, a good day to buy a dishwasher or something. And the original meaning gets lost. So here's the original meaning. According to our national government, federal government, it's a national tribute to the contributions workers have made to the strength, prosperity, and well-being of our country, end quote. So the holiday is rooted in late 19th century labor movement, the unions that eventually represented some 40% of the American workforce. They don't represent that percentage now. But anyway, Labor Day deserves to have an official meal. So I realize that I'm pulling this from my own blue-collar Italian-Portuguese-American heritage, but I don't see anyone else naming an official sandwich for Labor Day. Do you? Besides, it's really good, and it's an easy dish to make. I'm going to tell you how to make it on the podcast today. It's made with fresh ingredients from the late summer garden, peppers and eggs and good bread, olive oil, some salt, a little cheese, and you're in business. Here's what you're going to want to do. So you get 4 or 5 sweet green peppers from the farmer's market or from your garden. I'm going overboard today. I'm making a lot. I'm making some for friends for lunch today. Now, you can use cubanelles if they're available. That's a nice pepper. They're a little expensive, but bell peppers will do. Some people want to use red peppers, but it's not necessary if you're making peppers and eggs for yourself or your next of kin. You can just go with green for family. You can throw in some red if you're making the sandwiches for somebody else because it looks a little more festive maybe, like you spent a little more money. I got these peppers for about $1 a piece yesterday. So what do? We got to remove the stems and the seeds, you know that. You can wash the open peppers under cold water, get all the seeds out of them, then cut them into half-inch wide slices, okay? No dicing. And do this by hand if you can. Put a little love into it. You can use a food processor if you want, but I like to slice peppers by hand. So we're not making a Spanish omelet. No need to dice. Don't dry the peppers completely either. And I'll tell you why. Because if they're a little bit wet, that's actually a good thing because they're going to sweat when you cook them in the hot olive oil. And some people don't like green peppers, green bell peppers. They repeat on them. Cheerios repeats on me. It's the only food that repeats on me. But anyway, I know some people don't like green peppers because they repeat on them, and the red peppers don't. So just use red peppers. You can use yellow peppers, although I don't, you know, mixed with the eggs, sometimes it doesn't look so good. I like the contrast, the beautiful colors of the green peppers and the eggs cooked together. So, and I'm finishing up my slicing, and next we'll start the cooking. So the next thing you want to do is heat up some olive oil in a cast iron skillet. I happen to have a huge 16-inch camp skillet, all cast iron. It's a thing of beauty. I use it when I'm cooking like this on a scale. You know, I'm cooking for like 7 or 8 people today who want these sandwiches. But you don't need to use a pan that big. Anyway, and when it's hot, you add all the pepper slices in there, and you should hear a little crackle and pop when you put them in there. Please make sure you're wearing a shirt or at least an apron when you do this. If some of the slices of peppers scorch a little bit, that's a good thing. Reduce the heat and cook the peppers for several minutes. It might take a little while because you want them to be soft. You don't want them to be mushy. There's no crunch in this sandwich, okay? I know some people like vegetables when they're undercooked, a little bit raw, on the raw side. That's not the peppers and egg sandwich I'm familiar with. Peppers and egg sandwich should be nice and warm and soft when you go to bite into it. My mother used to make these sandwiches for my father for work, and also on fishing trips. Whenever we went fishing, she got up early and she made peppers and egg sandwiches for us. And she would wrap them in wax paper, so a little bit of the olive oil would drip out into the brown paper bag that we, you know, our lunch bags. I'd see my father's lunch bag with a little grease spot on the outside. Very nice. And I saw a video once where someone described this as Depression-era food and, like, peasant food. Come on. It's fresh ingredients. It's nice peppers. It's eggs. A couple of life's basics, no? Olive oil. That's a good sandwich. It's, you know, you don't have to have prosciutto and fine provolone in every Italian sandwich. This is a good, solid sandwich that'll fill you up and make you feel nice on the inside. So I'm going to cook the peppers here for a while. There's another thing I should mention. You can cover the pans when they're cooking, the peppers are cooking, because it'll sweat them more and they'll cook a little faster, soften nicely. And also, I salt them a little bit. I left that part out while they're cooking. So you got to be patient with this part because you want them to be soft but not mushy. So it's going to take a few minutes. So now they're just sort of simmering. They're nice, getting nice and soft, the pepper slices. By the way, depending if you're using a sub roll or Kaiser roll, you might want to cut these pieces with a metal spoon while it's in the pan. If the slices seem too long for the sandwich you're making, cut them up, you know, crosswise. But mostly they're looking nice and soft now. They're glistening in the olive oil. I put a little salt in there. Sometimes I throw in a little dash of garlic powder after I add the eggs. Now, speaking of the eggs, it's time for the eggs. I'm going to scramble the eggs now. Okay, time to crack the eggs in a big bowl. I don't know how many eggs I'm going to use. I'm kind of eyeballing this. Usually they say 4 to 6. Today I'm going to say 8 to 10. You can't go wrong with a little extra egg in there. What's it going to hurt? You just want to make sure you have enough scrambled egg to coat all these peppers so they embrace the peppers in the pan. You want your eggs to hug the peppers and cook with them at the end here. I forget now. How many have I got in here? I got 7. Let's try 8. I'm going to go to 10 because, as I said, I'm making 7 or 8 sandwiches today. So maybe that's the key. One egg per person or something like that, depending on. And then I have the whisk. Whisk. It's time to whisk the eggs. I'm going to scramble them up good. I'm going to increase the heat of the pan just a little bit. I might add a little more olive oil. I put the eggs in there. Oh, this is looking good. Red and green peppers glistening, waiting for these bright yellow eggs to come in. I'm going to throw in one more for good luck. So almost a dozen, almost a dozen eggs. But like I said, I'm making, 4 subs and 2 Kaisers. So I'm making 6 sandwiches. I'm going to increase the heat just a little bit in the pan. All right, now as I increase the heat a little bit, I think the peppers might be ready for the eggs. I'm going to stir the peppers a little bit one more time before we add the eggs. It's a thing of beauty. It's a thing of beauty. I wish you could see it. Well, there's some photographs we're going to post with the podcast if you want to see it. All right, Inco the eggs. Here they go. And that's looking pretty good. That looks like it's going to cover all those peppers. Oh, that's nice. Notice how the eggs, when they go in and mix with the peppers, they silent the peppers. Everything's quiet now all of a sudden because an extra ingredient has been added. I'm going to increase the heat a little bit because I want all those eggs to cook thoroughly and embrace, become one with the peppers in this peppers and egg sandwich. So I'm adding some salt now and some pepper. And I have a McCormick's garlic and herb mixture that I'm just going to dash a little bit in there because I like a little bit of garlic with it. So the eggs are cooking in there nice. I add a little extra olive oil, some salt and pepper, and I put in a little bit of the herbal mixture with garlic. And you can add some grated Parmesan just before you put them into the bread to make the sandwiches. From this point, you just finish it quickly. In fact, I usually shut the stove off and leave the peppers and eggs in the pan for a little while. And then you get the Italian bread, you know, either a long loaf of bread, you're going to cut it into pieces, or sub rolls or Kaiser rolls. If you're trying to avoid bread, please avoid it the rest of the year. Peppers and eggs need to be eaten as a sandwich. And you make, I'm going to make 6 or 7 sandwiches out of the mixture I had here today. But then this is what you want to do, because this is what my mother used to do once they invented aluminum foil. She would put them in aluminum foil and let them sit. Of course, you didn't eat them till lunchtime. But when they sat in the aluminum foil, the steam from the peppers and the eggs softened the bread and infused it with this warm olive oil and the flavor of the peppers and eggs. And I got to tell you, here in the kitchen this morning, this is a warning. You might want to have something to eat while you're cooking these things because it makes you very hungry while you're cooking. The aroma can be pretty overwhelming. In my experience, this working-class sandwich was always prepared early in the morning, like I said, for my father for work or for a fishing trip for consumption, you know, basically during lunch hour. And when a brown bag was used, sometimes spots of oil would appear, making the wait for noon almost unbearable between the sight of the grease spots on the brown bag and the aroma. So basically, that's it. You saute sliced peppers in olive oil until they soften. You want to take the crunch out of them. Coat them with the scrambled eggs. You cook the eggs until they're firm. You season with salt and pepper. Sprinkle with a little Parmesan. Then you stuff a good Italian-style roll or sub-roll with the peppers and eggs. You wrap it in the foil. Let the sandwiches sit for a little while. Unwrap them while they're still warm. And forget about it. You and your family, your friends are going to love this. It's the official sandwich of Labor Day weekend. I hope you enjoy it. If you're feeling large, add a little slice of provolone to the sandwich, too. You can do that. Anyway, enjoy yourself. Have a great weekend. And I hope you appreciate the recipe and try peppers and eggs. This is Dan Rodericks for everybody here at the Baltimore Sun. We'll see you for another edition of Roughly Speaking after Labor Day.